ready.
WJTL, Kobe James, Born Ready, Chris August, the Maker, and Newsboys Magnetic celebrating Michael Tate's birthday today. Good morning at 7:05.
If you're seeking employment or a job, well, we've got you taken care of. You can check out the job link at WJTL.com. There's opportunities there that are available with businesses and organizations that partner with us. Yeah, they partner with WJTL. Just look for the job link banner at WJTL.com to view all current open positions.
And we have guests in the studio this morning. Yay! Christy Lee is joining us a little earlier than normal. Good morning, Christy. Glad you could be here a little bit early.
It's beautiful, beautiful driving weather today. Yeah, glorious. Sure.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
I want to say hi to my husband Sam, my son Josiah, all of my friends, anybody listening. That pretty much covers you.
That covers, yeah, everybody. And Ryan Giesemann is with us. Ryan, the department chair of the LBC Communication and Media Arts Department. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Fred.
So great to see you. Anybody you want to say hi to?
I'd love to say hi to my wife, Stacy, and my boys, Riker and Carter.
And, hi, Stacy.
Everybody there at LBC Capitol.
So Mindy used to play basketball with your wife.
Indeed.
She was a savage point guard, dude. She would, man, she was good. Good old man, I'm Central Baron. We played ball together. Hi, Stacy.
She plays point guard in our house, too.
Oh,
yes! She is directing all the traffic.
That's right.
That's pretty great. Well, we want to talk about the relationship that Lancaster Bible College Capitol and WJTL has, and maybe, Christy, just a quick overview of what you do there, and then we could talk more with Ryan about it from the LBC side.
Yeah, believe it or not, it's been a few years now that WJTL has been involved actually teaching radio classes at the college. And so I'm an adjunct professor there, but a lot of WJTL staffers are involved coming in and teaching the students, which is really cool that they get to interact with people who are professionally involved in radio currently. And they also get to do their own shows. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up in a bit, give you some highlights. But it is really cool that they have WJTL Studio B on campus where students can do their own radio shows, can also connect here to WJTL. So from time to time, special events, you'll hear it broadcast from there on our signal. So it's a really cool relationship that way.
It is very cool. And, you know, the studio is exactly like our studio. So we could walk in there and do a show there. This morning, about an hour or two ago,
we could have used your studio.
Yeah.
So
exactly. Same buttons, computers, software,
that's
library,
so cool.
And everything.
They're learning the legit way to do it. I love it.
If they can do it there, they could do it here.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's pretty great. And how many students have you had over the past several years?
So there are students who actually enroll and take the classes, and then there are others not taking the class who are still involved, like volunteering. So, I mean, at this point, it probably could be in the triple digits, I would say, if you all of them together.
Yeah. Wow.
That's pretty neat.
That's amazing. And Ryan, tell us what you do as the department chair, and tell us about the Communications and Media Arts Department.
Yeah, so the Communication and Media Arts Department comprises two programs at LBC Capitol, our communication degree and then our media arts production, which was formerly called live production. So those are the folks that are interested in live audio, so concerts, live video, IMAG for churches or events, things like that, stage management and lighting, film and video is new for us coming up this year, and audio and music recording as well.
Amazing. And how long have you had those been offering those courses?
Well, the live production degree was around for the better part of a decade, and I was an adjunct professor in that program before coming on full time as the department chair. And our communication degree has been around for that long as well.
Wow, that's great. Now, another way that we're tied in with you, Ryan, is you wrote this great paper about the history of WJTL. I learned things I didn't even know I've been here since 1984. It was pretty great. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I'm not only a professor, I'm also a student working on a PhD. And as part of that degree program, I did a historical paper this past year with your help, actually, writing about the history of WJTL. And what we found was that WJTL was born at LBC Capitol.
Yeah.
Back in 1977, the college applied for an FCC license, and they were given one at the frequency of 90.3. That might sound familiar to you.
Yeah.
And so it started as WPTG, which stood for We Proclaim the Gospel. But quickly, there was a transition going on at the college at the time, and financially, it made more sense to actually sell that license than to invest in what it would take to pull off a full-fledged station. And so that was sold And eventually became WJTL and what we are sitting in today.
Yeah, the paper that you wrote was awesome. It's a great historical piece even for us to have going forward, to be able to share with people. You did a great job on it.
Well, and it's so interesting because it has come full circle now with WJTL being involved again at the college.
And which I love. Mm-hmm. I really do. It's great for us to have Christy there being the point person for us, working with the students, but then for us to be able to come and to speak with the students, to talk about radio, to answer their questions, to have them here and interning with us, it's been a great relationship.
Yeah, it's so important these days for our communicators to have that biblical foundation that we provide at LBC Capital. Today we have trouble with trust of our communicators, whether it be in the news media, journalism, things like that. And so to have that biblical basis of truth is so important for those that we're putting out into society and the church. And what we talk about at LBC Capital is a biblical worldview.
So graduations are happening. People are starting to think, where am I going to go to school in the fall? If folks are interested in the communication and arts department and the stuff that you guys have, media and everything that you offer, what's the best way for them to get more information?
Yeah, check out our website, lbc.edu/CMA. So that's Communication and Media Arts. So lbc.edu/CMA will give you the information on our programs. And schedule a visit. The summer is kind of quiet, so come visit me.
Very cool. And coming up, we're going to talk more about what Christy Lee is doing with the kids in the radio shows, and we'll just find out more information, so we invite you to stick around. Music next from Matt Redman.